Let me tell you. Girl, you my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know.
Tell him I'm next.
Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and the fit good. So I took the doors out the deep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am 24. This is my podcast, 24's podcast. What is up with my microphone? Deadline! I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. Music Matters podcast. A little bit late, I know. I'll talk about it. Cardi B, Casey Musgraves, Ariana Grande, Yella Wolf. Hopefully some good fucking music, ladies and gentlemen, coming up. Right here. On 24's podcast. Tell him I'm next. Popular song on TikTok. Oh gosh. Oh my gosh. Watching this video, this couple doing TikTok dances in random places. Like, it looks like this one place that they're dancing in right now is literally in the middle of the street in, like, a desert. And I'm just like, all right, you know, hey, it's a job. I'm like, it's a job. It's a job. Ugh, gosh. So, last night, I'm getting ready to record the podcast. And I see two things kind of have happened at the exact same time, right? One of those things is, by the way, I was just supposed to, you know, record a podcast last night about Yella Wolf and Ariana Grande, right? They had two releases of their own that they just came out with, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll listen to them. Then I saw that Casey Musgrave had released, I guess, a new album as well. And I was like, that everybody was going ballistic for. And I was like, oh, all right. I'll give it a spin. I'll give it a twirl. And then I saw literally as I was recording the podcast, literally, hold on. Let me play you. Let me see if I can't find it, right? As I was recording the podcast, Cardi B literally dropped another album. Here, let me try and see if I can't find it. This is from yesterday. This is a recording from yesterday. Oh, wait, sorry, hold on, wait. Sorry, wait. Muted my computer audio. I have no idea what I'm ranting and raving on right now. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I'm ranting and raving about something. Millennial. But then it's just like, you know your class is annoying and obnoxious when part of your class cannot work on certain browsers. It's like I'm bitching and moaning right now about why my new online class has to be essentially only utilized on Safari. That's also another not on Safari, on Google Chrome. That's also a reason why I'm late tonight, because I was doing homework for like 2 hours, and then I stopped doing homework when I did like half of it. I've been doing my homework for like 2 days. My new online class, I'm taking 18 hours of college right now. I'm like Hermione Granger in The Prisoner of Azkaban. I have to have a little necklace that literally causes me to time travel and break the laws of Harry Potter to be able to take all these freaking classes that I'm taking right now. Why? Because I'm taking a lot of classes. I'm taking 18 hours, folks. A lot of classes. But anyways, yes, I'm taking a lot of classes, and my newest class is online, but it's only for the second half of the semester. But yes, it's online. Can only take it online. It's a lot. I know. But I can only take it online, and it just started literally this week, and so I have to get it done. Yeah, it's a lot. And continuing forward. I always get it from my professors where they're like, the freaking thing doesn't work on Safari and on Firefox. And I was just like, it only works on Chrome. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. What? This is when I figured it out. And that's the end of the recording. Literally, That was the moment, like 4 minutes into the podcast, when I figured out Cardi B just dropped a new single. And I was like, all right, I'm just, and I was like, I got to talk about Kacey Musgraves. I got to talk about, you know, all these new albums, artists, et cetera, et cetera. That's when I figured out Cardi B released a new album or new single. New single. Or is it a new album? It's a new single. It's a new single. Enough. We'll listen to that one first. Cardi B. Enough. Off of Miami? Or is it? Is this off of Miami? And Eminem just released a new song as well. Do you understand my problem right now? Eminem just came out with Doomsday 2. Off of what album? I don't know. I got so many tabs open. What is this? What is this? I don't know. We'll listen to it. And then Justin Timberlake had a new Tiny Desk concert. One thing at a time. Cardi B, Enough, Miami, coming up next. Yeah.
Expensive, you know the difference. You know that it's tainted, you know what it's giving. Hair, nails, polar bear. I can survive in the coldest conditions. Hoes wear low, they tone when they spin. Bitches is washed, soap in the dishes. I apply pressure like boa constrictors. One bitch, two bitch, old bitch, new bitch. None of y'all bitches not gon' do shit. I'm in Miami, I pull up on cruise ship. You in Miami for also room shit. Ah! When I step, it's stampede. Foot on neck, can't breathe. Lucky charm, Van Cleef, diamonds on. I see my eyes linking up. I'm like, what in the fuck? Me, girl, give me one shot and I'm raising the glass. Give me two shots and I'm shaking this ass. Give me three shots and I'm ready to fuck. 5-4 shots, I'll be ready to splash. Give it to me, so I gotta pop it. I'm standing on business, I'm ready about it. Bitch be talking, pop be big in they pockets. Girl, tell me about it. I'm litty, I'm pretty, I'm running the city. I'm shitting on bitches in every department. This ass heavy, thick like peanut butter. And bitches jelly about it. There's a lot of winning, a lot of scoring. Yeah. Cardi Bryant, Cardi Jordan. Yeah. These bitches all losers. What they can't do is not important. Look, hey, I'm getting better and better. Either these bitches blind or I'm invisible. Bitch can't see me at night. When I hop out with stampede, foot on neck, can't breathe. Lucky charm, Van Cleef, diamonds on. I see my eyes linking up. I'm like, what in the fuck? If you scared, then just say that whole enough is enough. They was just in my DMs. Ain't no trust in these sluts. I'm about to call up Diamond, bitch. Nug.
Enough is Enough, or excuse me, Enough Miami by Cardi B. Enough is Enough. I'm not going to lie to you. I really like Cardi B. I mean, everybody likes Cardi B. Fun track. I hated the part where she was rhyming words with the sound better, sketterer, stuff like that. I was like, I don't like that. Every other part of the song I really, really liked. Cardi B, as much as I shit on men's new style and new wave of hip-hop, which is just fucking atrocious to me, I do like a lot of the women who do create music, who do create hip-hop music specifically. And I've talked about it a little bit on the podcast. And how Cardi B has kind of been at the forefront of the new direction of women's hip-hop and boy howdy, is it such a refreshing take on hip hop. Oh my gosh, I just, anytime I listen to some new shit from any guy, I just roll my eyes and I'm just like, can you guys just make something that's just good? You know, please. Just like, please learn, just make something that's better. Please. Please. Like Enough by Cardi B. When is her new album coming out? I'm looking at the description. It doesn't say, but it is a really, really nice track here. Jesus Christ, some of this stuff I don't even have a preview for. Eminem Doomsday Part 2. I don't even know what this is. Don't know what it is. Eminem Doomsday Part 2.
Yeah. A little under the weather. Fuck it. Yeah. Alright, here we go. First, I'm a shredder. Verse like I had a personal vendetta. Words come together like birds of a feather. So I need a walker like Herschel. I'm better than all of you fucking little twerps put together. But I'm not trying to be controversial. I'd rather talk about shit with the purpose that matters. Like who had the second best verse? I'm forever. Now I got a riddle. One condition, you mustn't laugh.
Okay.
What is the opposite of benzino?
What?
A giraffe. Go with his neck, how the fuck is that? How can I go with something he doesn't have? Arms so short he can't even touch his hands. When they're above his head doing jumping jacks. Sorry, I don't mean to upset you, Ben. When I talk about all the debt you in, I hear that you've been creeping on the low. In them cheap hotels that they catch you in. Jesus Christ, dog, when you said 210, never guessed you meant at the Red Wolf Inn. In a room with one single bed to mend. Shady man, you can. Yes, you can. Well, I guess then I regret to inform you hate to spoil a day. But this doesn't bring me no joy to say. Guess that coiler rate feeds him the toilet, eh?
God.
Yeah. Damage due to flows, collateral, I suppose. Got pointed like mine in Sandra Bullock's nose. Head and bullet holes, have you full of those. You'll catch a stray like animal control. Plan a funeral, I'ma probably have to plan a funeral. Logical exams, once again, it is off into the damn padded room I go, right toward the psych lum of the psych ward. Because I strangled you with a mic cord. Because my fucking mind's more than I'm on my Pegasus, my high horse, and I'm fly. Bitch, I soar like a sty. You probably feel like you're gonna die. Cause you're in my morgue and you're tight. Up like a tight score, and that's why I'm back with Cole Bennett. And I've been it, the level J. Cole Bennett. It's aftermath that I ride forward till I die.
And that's the end of the track. One of the only Eminem songs that I just, like, do not like. I don't. He sampled a sample from another song. I forgot what it was called, but it the guitar, the bow, now. I forgot what song he sampled it off of, but it was one of his old songs, and I was like, he had some nice bars, the simile. I'll be like animal control because I'll be like animal control because I'm catching strays. Because I'll catch a stray. I was like, that's a bar. But honestly, I didn't really knew what he was talking about throughout the song. Then it was like, plus on top of that, it just got in my recommendations. I don't know what he's talking about. I didn't think the flow was very good, to be honest with you. What was it? Doomsday Part 2. What was... I don't know. It just... I just didn't like it that much. And I usually love anything that Eminem puts out, but man, oh man, that was kind of rough. I don't know. I just kind of was like, what's the point of this song? Like, there was multiple points where I was just like, I mean, it's not even 2 minutes. And I was just like, why did he make this? Disappointing, to say the least. I'll tell you one thing that's not disappointing whatsoever. And I've listened to this song like 9 different times. We're going to listen to Ariana Grande first, because everybody was going fucking ballistic last week over her new album, kind of headlined by this one song called The Boy Is Mine. I'm probably going to get an ad during the song, so let me like refresh the page. But yeah, when I was listening to this song last week, I was like, damn, I get it, because it is a mega bop, and it's like 3 minutes long, and I've listened to this song like 8 times, and it still isn't getting tired. Here's The Boy Is Mine, Ariana Grande, coming up next.
So unproblematic, so independent. Tell me why. 'Cause the boy is mine, mine. Something about him is made for somebody like me. Baby, come over, come over. God knows I'm trying, but there's just no use in denying. The boy is mine. Can't wait to try him. Let this get intertwined. The stars they aligned. The boy is mine. Watch me take my time. I can't believe my mind. The boy is divine. Please know this ain't what I planned for. Probably wouldn't bet a dime on my life. There's gotta be a reason why my girls they always come. Sticky situation, say it's fine. Happens all the time. I'm something about him is made for somebody like me. Baby, come over, come over. God knows I'm trying, but that's just no use in denying. The boy is mine. I can't wait to try.
Right? I mean, it's a fucking bop. She came out banging. I'm not gonna lie to you. She came out fucking swinging. Jesus Christ. I was like, how good can this track be? How good can it? It's just, it's fucking good. Scratch that. It's fucking great. I gotta find another track. I won't listen to 5 songs tonight because we got Kacey Musgraves' newest album and Yellow Wolf. So I'll only listen to like 3 tracks. It's not like enough to form an actual opinion on. And then she has like, I think a cappella versions of the tracks. I don't know. I don't know what versions of, you know what? You know what? She also has apparently music with Mariah Carey. So we'll listen to a little bit of that. I think so. We'll listen to the intro, End of the World, which is the first song of the track, and then we'll listen to the last one, which has Mariah Carey in it. Here's intro, End of the World, Ariana Grande.
How can I tell if I'm in the right relationship? Aren't you really supposed to know that shit?
feel it in your bones and own that shit, I don't know. Then I had this interaction I've been thinking about for like 5 weeks. Wonder if he's thinking about it too and smiling. Wonder if he knows that that's been what's inspired me. Wonder if he's judging me like I am right now. I don't care, I'd rather tell the truth than make it worse for you. If the sun refused to shine, baby, would I still be your lover? Would you want me there if the moon went dark tonight? And if it all ended tomorrow, would I be the one on the mind? You're mine, you're mine. And if it all
fucking wow. Wow, 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 wow. You know, out of all of, I wear my Taylor, hold on. Give me 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Hold on. Two more seconds, I'm almost ready. I'm almost ready. Give me like 2 more seconds. All right. You know, I wear my Taylor Swift fandom on my sleeve. Literally. I'm literally wearing a Taylor Swift 1989 cardigan from her official merchandise store, and let me tell you something, I'm very comfortable in it. I have no problem admitting my fandom for Taylor Swift. I mean, Taylor Swift is so big and so popular now that everybody loves Taylor Swift, or has to love Taylor Swift, or face the wrath of the Swifties. But no, I mean, I have a $70 cardigan. I have Folklore, Evermore, Fearless, Red, Speak Now, and Midnights, all on vinyl, and all the new releases, so the TV releases, and 1989. So I have like seven albums, on vinyl, plus a $70 cardigan, okay? Love Taylor Swift, love Billie Eilish, love Olivia Rodrigo, love all of the new female pop stars, love them all. Love all their music, specifically. However, I haven't really gotten into Ariana Grande. That's just one artist that I just have not gotten into really at all. And I used to watch her on Victorious, the Nickelodeon show. Loved her on Victorious. I immediately recognized her talent. There wasn't so many times that she got the opportunity to really showcase off her vocal prowess. There were some occasions where she could, and boy howdy did she. I mean, she was awesome, not only as Kat on Victorious, playing and acting as that character, but also singing as that character as well. I mean, she was fantastic. And when she became this pop star, I wasn't surprised at all because of how talented she is. And in certain tracks that I've listened to from Ariana Grande, I really hadn't seen her talent match her, or specifically, excuse me, her artistry match her talent. Like, her talent outpaced her artistry, but her artistry wasn't there. Like, her ability, like, there's a lot of people that can sing but can't really write good songs, and so they'll have somebody else write them. I'm not saying that Ariana Grande does that, but everybody does that. But it's one of those things that I've kind of waited for her to make music that's, I don't know if she wrote that song or somebody else. I mean, everybody helps everybody make music and write music nowadays. But it's like, I don't know if she was at the head and spearheaded that song. But the intro to this album was absolutely amazing. And The Boy Is Mine is one of my favorite songs from her. I don't really know that many Ariana Grande songs, to be honest with you. I actually don't know really any. But already off to a bang, already off to a great start by Ariana. Fantastic song. I liked intro better than I liked That Boy Is Mine. That Boy Is Mine is kind of catchier, but intro is a little bit more soul-fulfilling and satisfying. It's good comfort food. I liked it. Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey, Yes And. And this will be the final track off of the album. We got a lot of music to get to. That's a Honda ad. Honda ad. Damn it, Honda. Watching SportsCenter right now, hoping that Scott Van Pelt would tell me something interesting. But I'll just go back to watching baseball and watching Yoshinobu Yamamoto strike out people. Because apparently the Dodgers can't hit. Worth a damn. Yes And, Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey. Coming up next. I remember this song. I do remember this song. I was looking at the timestamp for the song, and I was like, wait, this song was released a month ago? Have I just been super late to the party? No, Eternal Sunshine came out 7 days ago, but that song came out like a month ago. I think my reaction to it was very similar to what it was like once, not once, but like a month ago. Like, Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey are two of the most talented singers of the last like 20, 30 years. I mean, they really are just like fantastic, fantastic singers. And I kind of wish this song... Oh, wait, did Otani! Watching the Dodgers right now. I thought Otani just hit a homer. Just hit it on the fucking back wall. God, man. What if I could call the police on a great party, man? Outfielder for the Mariners just ruined Otani's homer, man. Wasn't going to be a homer anyways. It was going to be inside the park. But still, it was a great catch, but it was just, man, disgusting. Anyways, heard that song last month. Feelings are probably still the same in the sense of Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande are two absolutely fantastic, talented singers. But the problem, I think, with this collaboration is that they couldn't really complement each other that well. They kind of both had their moments. I would have thought that they would have been able to have complemented one another better, but they kind of didn't. Ariana has a lot of reverence for Mariah Carey, and Mariah Carey has a lot of love for Ariana because Ariana is kind of carrying on that style of music, or maybe not that style of music, but that artistry, that diva kind of like artistry that Mariah Carey kind of like really populated in the early 2000s. But in her own way, of course. But it's just like, I just wish that they were able to kind of, that it didn't seem, it like, I wish that they weren't kind of in the song kind of doing their own two things. I wish there was a little bit better direction on the song as a whole, because I really liked parts of the song. I liked the instrumental. Also on intro, I don't know if it's my Bluetooth headphones that just went janky and wiry when I was listening to that track. Sorry, I accidentally just started to play September on iTunes, or technically music, because I was listening to it earlier. But I don't know if like it was my headphones, my earbuds, excuse me, that I have, or the song itself. But there was just like this weird part in the instrumentals where just everything was flat and everything just sounded artificial, and I just, I didn't like it at all. I don't know if that was my earbuds or not, or if that was just the track. Hoping that it was not the track and hoping that it was just a glitch from my earbuds, but it did not sound good whatsoever. But other than that, the track is fantastic. And I was like, do I talk about this? Because I don't know if it is my earbuds or if it's something else, but I was like, yeah, I'll just roll with it. I'll roll with it. Oh, wait, did Freddie... Damn it, same outfielder too. Same motherfucking out... No, not Freddie. Hayward just almost fucking hit a homer inside the pocket. It doesn't matter. It's fucking spring training anyways. I don't care. This is like the only time that I care about hitting for the Dodgers. For like the last 6-7 years, the only thing that I've cared about when it comes to the Los Angeles Dodgers is Clayton Kershaw! Sorry. Love Clayton Kershaw. Just like literally for the last 2-3 years, I've been talking about just how much I've just wanted to see Clayton Kershaw pitch. And, gosh. It's just like he just keeps getting hurt because he's old, doesn't have a lot of time left. I'm very sad right now. Just thinking about Clayton Kershaw retiring makes me sad. Yellow Wolf. Listen to some of his newest album. I haven't really been... Is this a new album or is this just a new release by him? Make You Love Me, I guess, is his newest track, I guess. Here's the thing. When I was in high school... Or not even when I was in high school. It was like when I was in college too. Yellow Wolf came out with his album Love Story, which for me was and is the best blend of country and hip-hop. Is it Love Story? The reason why I asked that is because it's like Love Story is also a Taylor Swift song. but it's also a Yellow Wolf album. You know what I mean? Anyways, Love Story, to me, is probably the best rendition and combination of hip-hop and country music in one package. It is very, very, very difficult to combine those two genres, which currently, right now, I think are kind of polar opposites. I think hip-hop is very much going in one direction, or has gone in one direction, and country music is going in a completely different direction. The only place that they kind of diverge into is like pop music. Like they kind of cross into is like pop music, because everything crosses into pop music at some point in time. And some of the subject matter that they're talking about, kind of talking about life in an autobiographical sense. I mean, that's all music. Again, a lot of things, a lot of subject matter crosses into one another. It's very, very hard and difficult to explain why Yellow Wolf's album Love Story works so very well, but it does work so very well. And I think it's because he understands both genres of music very well, and he was able to bring out a lot of great qualities in both genres and imbue them into Love Story, which in my opinion is his best album I've ever heard of. Here's the thing. Yellow Wolf, like a lot of rap artists, I've kind of had this weird foray into rock and roll. It feels like a lot of some hip-hop artists are like, let me have this foray into rock and roll. Like, it's just something that they have a thing. It's just something that they do now. And it's just, to me, it's not very good at times. And I listened to some of Yellow Wolf's other stuff because of how much I loved Love Story, and I was just like, this isn't very good. I heard like the first couple of seconds of this song, Everything. I'll listen to it, and we'll also listen to Make You Love Me, and hopefully these are better tracks. Hopefully these are better tracks. Anyways, interestingly enough, by the way, Yellow Wolf used to be like a signed Eminem artist, which was kind of interesting, to be honest with you. But anyways, Yellow Wolf, Everything, coming up next. All right, pause. I gotta pause it. Okay? This flow that he has here is a gigantic breath of fresh air. So sorry, I did not mean for that to rhyme. But this is like, this shit right here is something I haven't fucking heard in almost a decade. Okay? Like a decade of like new Yellow Wolf fucking flow. Thank God. Thank you, Yellow Wolf. Chef's kiss. Mwah. Thank you, Yellow Wolf. I think this is the song that I heard, and this is why I wanted to listen to it, because I was like, that sounds like old fucking Yellow Wolf. Not obviously with, you know, the theme of Love Story, but when it comes to his fucking flow. Oh, God. So fucking good. Play the song. It's good. Play it. You remember that Eminem song that we listened to earlier, Doomsday 2, where I was just like, I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. I don't know why he made that song. It's like, I get why Yellow Wolf made Everything. I get it. I get why. I don't even necessarily want to say or stick on the subject matter of like, I get why he made it, but it's just like, it's a better version of, I think, what Eminem was trying to do with Doomsday 2, where it's just like, it's essentially like, hey, I'm just here to rap. I'm here to essentially just talk my shit and be out, right? I feel like Yellow Wolf did a better job of that on Everything. I don't know what new music he's coming out with, if he's going to create some new music. I kind of doubt it, but I don't know. I like that track. It reminded me of the old Yellow Wolf. Once again, back again. Make Me Love You. Not even close. I'm like, not even close. Make You Love Me, Yellow Wolf. Coming up next. All right, this is where I gotta pause it and I gotta move on because I'm like, this is, I heap praise. I love the first song, Everything. And then I get to Make You Love Me and I'm just like, oh God. This is like some type of a pop rap song kind of. It's just like, oh my God, dude, I can't. I'll listen to it a little bit more. You know where that bass, you know what that bass line reminds me of? It reminds me of Circles, you know, from Post Malone. I play like the NPR. I was like, where have I heard that type of a bass line from? Not to say like the instrument is like associated with Post Malone or that Post Malone track. But like, listen to this, right? Hold on. I think it's, is it this part? I'm trying to like fast forward through it. I have it on music. Hold on. Here we go. I'll fast forward a little bit more. Hold on. When the bass kicks in, it's very like this stripped down instrumental in Post Malone's Tiny Desk Concert. That was kind of like a theme throughout his desk concert, is like having this kind of stripped down version of these songs, and then they would add layers of instruments and it would have this very, very nice progression and kind of this natural crescendo with just these inclusions and kind of absence of certain instruments. It was a great, great effect. But I think this is when you start to hear the bass and you're just like, huh. Like, I was like, Post Malone. I was like, where have I heard this type of a use of a bass line? Here's Post Malone. Here it is. Right? Hold on. And then this is Yellow Wolves. Right? It kind of sounds like it. I mean, maybe it's just me just recognizing the instrument and maybe not the use, but I don't know. All right, I can't with this. I can't. It's not a very good song. Unfortunately. Casey Musgraves coming up next. Deeper Well. Goodness gracious. Casey Musgraves. Marry me. Marry me, Casey. Casey! Marry me! Oh my gosh. She is so beautiful. Oh my gosh. I haven't even heard the actual album. I'm just like, I'm already heaping praise. I mean, on her, she looks fantastic, but I mean, Jesus Christ. Oh my gosh. Casey Musgraves, please. I'm available. I don't know why I said it like that. Jesus Christ. I mean, she is fantastic. Oh my gosh. Deeper Well. I'll listen to Cardinal first track. Apparently, this is a good album. Everybody's been going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for it. Came out today, or technically last night. I don't know which tracks are the best. I don't know which tracks are the worst. I don't know. I'm just going off of song titles. I'll listen to the worst one. Not worst one. I'll listen to the first one, which is Cardinal. And then I'll listen to one of the music videos. Cardinal, Casey Musgraves, coming up next. Wait. Hold on. Let me, I'm praying to God that I did not just, like, have Yellow Wolf muted. Hold on. Sorry. Casey Musgraves, Cardinal, coming up next.
I saw a sign or an omen on the branches in the morning. It was right after I lost a friend without warning. Words unsaid, scarlet red, cardinal. Are you bringing me a message from the other side?
Are you telling
Honda commercial. Jesus Christ. I kind of hold off on kind of like my opinions on this song on Cardinal, because I kind of want to listen to one more track before I like say potentially what I'm going to say. But Deeper Well, Casey Musgraves, coming up next.
Saturn has returned.
All right. Hate the vocals. I don't know. Like, people were talking. I was like, all right. Immediately, I was like, hate the vocals. Love Casey Musgraves. Hate the vocals. I don't know what she's. I remember I when I had looked up Casey Musgraves' albums, I saw this recommendation for Anthony Fantano, and he was talking about the vocals for one of her newest singles back like a month ago in February or January. I can't remember which, but I don't know what she's done with her vocals in post. I was kind of thinking this may be like Folklore and Evermore, where, and apparently that was kind of like the vibe, this very like indie kind of like folkish sound, I guess, to it, which is why I was so excited for it. But I was just like, is every song going to sound like this? It has this like this reverb and this echoey kind of effect to it that makes it sound like there's multiple versions of her singing. It just doesn't really land. I'm skipping to another song to see if like she doesn't have this effect on her voice, or is this a theme of the album? Heart of the Woods. I'm curious. Coming up next, Heart of the Woods. You see what I mean, right? Like, it's just like, I wonder why she chose. Oh, fuck. God damn it. Fuck's sake. I don't know why she chose that. I don't know why she chose that effect. I have no idea why she chose that effect. It doesn't sound good, especially not long term. It is a weird effect. It is an effect that has a short shelf life, and that was like one song ago. And I even was like, I don't know if this is the entire album, but I hope not. And I can't even, it's so distracting for me that I can't even pay attention to her lyricism. I'm going to listen to like one more song. Jade Green, please do not have that effect on it. Please. Please, dear God. Also, hate the balancing. There's like, I have like one more Evo. Is it like there is so much just weird and wrong with the mix. Let me listen to Post Malone. Okay, it's not me. It's not my earbuds. Okay, it's the mix of the song. Okay. Mix of the song is like, she has, like, right now, to describe to you what I'm hearing. I hear in my left ear, I think, like, a guitar or some bass. I can't remember because it was only, like, I only listened to 7 seconds before I just got distracted. But it's like, she will have multiple different instruments playing in multiple different ears. And because of, like, the design of the earbuds can pick up on not only, like, the direction, but it can pick up on the direction, like, clearly, like, if they wanted me to listen to a guitar, but the guitar is behind me, not beside me, whereas if somebody was playing, like, a guitar next to my ears, it's as if somebody's playing the guitars next to my ears, but behind me. It's gooberly distracting and not very good. It's two guitars. It's like a lighter guitar and kind of like a normal guitar. I don't know the guitar strings, but not the strings, excuse me, but the types, but oh.
I wanna bathe in.
There we go. Fucking hell. There we go. Finally. It's like, listen, like, sorry for cutting her off so much, because I'm really excited for this. It's just like, her voice sounds beautiful. It sounds angelic. It sounds amazing without so much filtering on it, for lack of a better term. I mean, there are better terms, but I'll just use that. But it's like, it sounds so fucking sweet. It sounds so fucking good. I don't know why I'm saying fackin', like I'm British. But it's like, she sounds so much better with way less filtering on it, on her voice. I don't know why she went with so much filtering on some of the earlier tracks.
I wanna bathe in.
I can hear her clearly. I'm not a fan of where the instruments are when it comes to like the balance. I would rather prefer a more centralized location. But sweet baby Jesus, she sounds fantastic.
Until I'm fully charged.
I don't even know what she's saying.
Come into my power and heal the broken parts that I carry. Like the bracelet that you bought me, I want you. Calm, cool, and protected, and keeping me from harm. Jade, green. Jade, green. I always keep it on me. Always keep it on me.
I get it. I get what she was trying to do with that song, with the dueling guitars, where one is like, they're supposed to be parallel to one another. I get it. I get what she was trying to do with it. I just didn't like what she, I liked parts of that song. I didn't like the whole of it. I liked parts of it. I didn't like the guitars. I didn't like the balancing of it. I didn't like the mix. I loved her vocals. I think she has really, really good and great vocals. I think that was probably her best. I mean, like, I didn't like any of the vocals, to be honest with you, or the vocal mixing on a lot of those tracks. But it's just like, sometimes, like, I get it when artists will touch up their vocals or just have effects on their vocals. I get that. I'm not hating on effects on vocals. What I am hating on is in my I probably look ridiculous right now, in my Taylor Swift cardigan while I'm watching the Dodgers and Yoshinobu Yamamoto just take hit after hit in the top of the fourth. Just let up two runs literally in this one inning alone. Jesus Christ. But, yes, like, I understand and I'm totally fine with artists having effects, vocal effects on their vocals. I don't mind that at all. I think it's just like when it sounds weird, and sounds weird is super objective or super subjective and broad in general of a term, but it's like the best term I have. But when it's just like when it sounds weird or more specifically not good, like it kind of sounds in this case, I'm like, I got to tap out. Still love the person. Still love the artist. I root for Kacey Musgraves a lot. Root for her music. Root for her as a person. Hopefully she finds happiness. Maybe it's me. Maybe she finds me one day. Maybe it's like she calls me up. She's like 24. Hey, you know, do you want to be my trophy husband? I'm like, sure. I will be your trophy husband, Sydney Musgraves. Sorry, I saw a YouTube video of Sydney Sweeney in a Hooters outfit today, and I just, for some weird reason, I just thought about it when I saw Deion Sanders on Jimmy Kimmel. Look, my brain works very weirdly, but oh my gosh, Kacey Musgraves, mwah, fantastic. Hopefully she comes back swinging. I do root for Kacey, but that was. See, I saw how many people that were excited for the album, and I was like, man, I can't wait for this album for me to listen to it, because I want to listen to it. Man. Whew. Man, oh man. Not good. Anyways, I'm peacing out. I will see you not Tuesday. I'm changing the schedule again. The schedule will be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So that way I can actually cover new releases of music. I don't know why. I just was like 3 days back to back to back. But Friday is when I will be back. I will be back on Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Not Friday is when I'll be back, but it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Next week. I won't be back on Friday, but Music Matters will be back on Friday. I will be back on Monday. I'm peacing out. See you Monday.